Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Bays with you on this Friday morning, November 8 of 2019, as we head towards the end of the Melbourne Cup Carnival. What a day it was yesterday. Well done if you got out there. The weather was shocking, but it was a great day of racing out at Flemington. It's been a great week for Danny O'Brien and Dee Oliver. Miami Bound saluting in the Oaks.
At the 300 metres, Miami Bound lets down and takes Vegas Jewel, trying to go with her. Miami Bound drifting out towards the centre, kicks away. Two or three Vegas Jewel, Never Listen Late with Moonlight Maid. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by 3 lengths.
Another major race in the pocket for Damien Oliver. He keeps on breaking records all over the shop at the moment. We'll hear from him and Danny O'Brien later on in the Breakfast Bite. Meanwhile, to the world of cricket, where the Aussies are back in action tonight over in Perth. Adam Zampa, who's formed a nice little combination through the middle overs in this T20 series with Ashton Agar, wants to both be there at the World Cup.
Got a goal to be there together at the T20 World Cup at the end of the year. So the more we help each other, the more chance we are of winning games and being there for that.
And in the NBL last night, good news for Melbourne United fans. Back on track after Chris Golding had a massive third quarter. As many points as New Zealand he scored in that quarter to guide United to a victory in the end, which was probably a little closer than they thought it might be.
This season.
It's a three-pointer and it's a four-point play, and Chris Golding, don't touch him, Melbourne, you'll burn your hand.
Three-point win for Melbourne United last night, and they hopefully can get some consistency in their season now after a bit of a stumbling start. Lots to get through on the Breakfast Bite now.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Breakfast Club returns after 6 this morning, and a lot to get through there as well with Half Whitey and Rama. All of them were out at Flemington yesterday, so we'll hear how the day was for them out there. We'll continue with the racing theme. Sam Friedman to join us, who has Santorina Lane tomorrow, of course, from the Friedman Stables. It is a short price favourite in tomorrow's VRC Sprint Classic. We'll have the early mail for you before 7 o'clock, and then after 7, Penn's poised. Very important half hour with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn. The final day of the Melbourne Cup Carnival tomorrow. We'll focus in on the quaddie legs on Stakes Day. Should be a great half hour. Gareth Hall with a hall pass after 7:30. Lee Broxham to join us from the Melbourne Victory. And Darren Kale also jump on the line and preview a huge Fed Cup final for Australia. Wouldn't that top off an amazing year for Ash Barty and the Australian women? So fingers crossed for that. We're looking forward to chatting to Darren after 8 this morning. Let's start with the racing, though, from yesterday. Miami Bound, too good yesterday in the Oaks. Well done if you had a go. Drifted out to about $3.60 in the end. So it was a nice little collect if you'd been with the winning connection through this Cup Carnival, Danny O'Brien and Damien Oliver. First of all, let's hear from Danny himself.
Fantastic. And this filly, like, Jonathan and I raced the filly together, placement a few years ago, that ran third in this race. And we had a real dream of winning it together one day. And we bought this filly together, you know, 18 months ago, nearly 2 years ago in New Zealand. And it's very special. It's very special to share it with a really good mate who's been with me through the good times and the bad. We'd obviously been building her all spring to get to 2,500. And we knew once we took the wrapping off her at the 2,500, she was going to really let go. And he got on the back of the horse, even though he's three wide. She was always going to have plenty to offer when we got into the straight.
D. Oliver, D. O'Brien combining again. $4.20 got out to in the end. $1.70 the place. Miami Bound second, Never Listen at $8. Well done if you got a piece of that. Moonlight Maid for Mitch Friedman, who continues a magnificent carnival. $1.80 it paid in third place. Let's hear from Damien Oliver after yet another Group 1 victory.
Yeah, it was a great effort. It wasn't one of my prettiest rides, but she actually threw me a bit before the race because she stopped and didn't want to go in the mounting yard. I thought she wanted to go to the toilet, but that wasn't the case. And then I got in a prelim, I got around to the 600, she stopped again and didn't want to come back to the gate. So I just wasn't sure what was going on with her. But I was a bit indecisive from the gate and got caught a little bit deep. And fortunately, I was able to get a bit of cover off the Cavanaugh horse, which took us into the straight as far as it could, and then she was left there a fair way out, but I think she's just the best stayer in the race, and she was too good. Yeah, I wasn't really sure leading up to last start, but last start she was really strong, so it gave me a lot more confidence coming into this race, and she's certainly just hitting form at the right time, and these fillies, when they do, they're hard to beat.
Damien Oliver there after the win aboard Miami Bound yesterday. More from the track to come a little later on in the breakfast bite, but let's get to the cricket world now, where Adam Zampa, you heard off the top, speaking about his spin partnership with Ashton Agar. He wants them both to be there at the Cricket World Cup in just under a year's time. This is what he had to say about his spinning partner in Australia's T20 setup at the moment.
I'm not much underage, but I have played with him for Australia a little bit. We played the T20 World Cup last time. We're both pretty inexperienced then, but a few more years under the belt. You know, a lot of training together, and we communicate really well out on the ground. Yeah, so that's something that we're really working on, is just probably, you know, he's a different bowler to what I am, but we are similar in some aspects. So the communication is something that is a big part of our, I guess, combination at the moment.
Is that sort of, they talk about bowling in partnerships, is that sort of something that you two pride yourself on, being able to get solid sort of 8 overs out of you two?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important that, obviously a lot has been said in the media and around our team at the moment, and in our, I guess everyone's trying to know their role, and it's pretty obvious for Ash and I to control the middle overs. I think we've been doing that pretty well. So, yeah, it's something that we're continuing to work on. Obviously we've got a goal to be there together at the T20 World Cup at the end of the year, so the more we help each other, the more chance we are of winning games and being there for that.
Adam Zampa there speaking in Perth ahead of Australia's T20 International, the final one of the three-match series against Pakistan tonight over in Perth, so that'll be some nice watching flicking between that and the races on a Friday night. Just to finish with cricket, Adam Zampa also spoke about a bit of beach recovery that the Australian cricket team was going through. Fair to say there's a few sloppy rigs out there.
Yeah, JL's idea to come down to what he calls God's country. Obviously he lives pretty close by to here. It is a beautiful part of the world, but yeah, something different. Beach recovery, caught a few waves out in the green room out back. It's pretty sick. But yeah, it was nice.
Any contenders for the next Baywatch movie amongst the lot, or you just leave that
to the place? Yeah, we actually had a bit of a quick chat about our rigs at the moment. There's not too many real nice ones floating around, so I don't know if the Baywatch is on the radar for any of us.
Do you get sick of JR pumping up God's country over here?
Nah, just people in WA think they're obviously on the other side of Australia, so they think it's the best place in Australia, but to be fair, it is beautiful. It's a nice place to come and recover. Yeah, it's nice.
Adam Zampa there speaking yesterday in Perth. Let's head to the NBL now, where Melbourne United last night were too good in the end. A huge third quarter from them was able to get them over the line, and especially Chris Golding, as I mentioned off the top, scored as many points, Chris Golding, in the third quarter as New Zealand. So he was on fire. 104 to 101, the final score. They got a bit of a fright in the final term, Melbourne United, where the Breakers scored 34 to 20, but they'd done enough before that to hold on by 3 points. Let's listen to Chris Golding now on that massive third quarter.
Yeah, I think, you know, we just ran some plays to put me in the middle on ball, and I was just trying to exploit the way that they were defending it. You know, there was opportunities to find people out on the perimeter, under the rim, and obviously shoot the ball as well. So trying to make smart plays for the best of our group. There was a couple of wild shots in there as well, but try and limit those, but for the most part, just trying to be aggressive and attack their coverages. Not the last bit of the fourth quarter, but you know, certainly when we can stunt other teams with our defense, it allows us to get out and use our offensive talent and speed up the game. So more of that, a little less of what happened right at the end, but as Dino said, when a team's got nothing to lose like that, they're often the hardest to guard. So you know, we'll look at some stuff. We'll look at some stuff, how we can be better defensively and try and use that more of a weapon for us.
Chris Golding there speaking overnight. Magnificent win for Melbourne United on the road to hopefully get some consistency into their season. Let's head to a bit of golfing news now, and yesterday, the official captain's picks were announced for Ernie Els' international team to take place, or the President's Cup to take place at the Royal Melbourne Golf Club a little later on in December. Els chose Jason Day, so good news, we'll see him down here. Adam Hadwin, also of Canada. Sungjae Im of Korea. And Joachim Niemann of Chile. So a few different names there popping up. And we'll see all four of them at Royal Melbourne December 9 to 15. The President's Cup is certainly going to be a magical week of golf in Melbourne. Tiger Woods, meanwhile, will name his captain's picks in about 4 hours' time. So looking forward to seeing who he chooses. He's got a lot more to choose from on the American side of things. Time to take a break on RSN. On the other side of this, we'll come back with plenty of sport, including some golf from overnight over on the European Tour. It's 6:15.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Simmons, and this happened in the first quarter. You know, it doesn't look that bad, T. And the Ed Davis injury didn't look that bad either, but you just run into the chest of Royce O'Neal. He's trying to work out the kinks.
Welcome back to the Breakfast Bite. You heard the audio there, courtesy of Fox Sports. Ben Simmons, a shoulder injury, so we'll wait to see the fallout from that as he went in for scans. It's come back negative, but they're trying to find out what the actual damage was. So at the 76ers yesterday losing to the Jazz 106-104. The Bucks beat the Clippers 129-124. Mavericks over the Magic by a point. Grizzlies beat the Timberwolves. Raptors over the Kings. Rockets over the Warriors. Bulls over the Hawks. Pacers over the Wizards. And the Pistons beat the Knicks. But the big news from an Australian point of view was Ben Simmons. Hopefully that shoulder is okay and doesn't keep him out for too long. Speaking of Australians, we'll all be in Ash Barty's corner this weekend as the Aussies head to the Fed Cup final. It's being played over in Perth, a two-day event starting tomorrow. We'll talk to Darren Cahill about it a little later on the Breakfast Club. But let's hear from Ash Barty, who spoke yesterday about RAC Arena over in Perth.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling great. Obviously, this is a court for me where I feel very familiar. I love this court. It's one of my favourite in the world. So I think it was nice to get back out there and a pretty cruisy, light-hearted hit just to work on a little bit of double stuff. And obviously looking forward to getting stuck into it over the next few days leading into the weekend. From the first time that I've played here, first time playing the Hotman Cup, maybe in 2013, I think, I just felt like the arena was gorgeous. It's a really intimate arena. I think all the people, I feel like they're all invested. It's a really good viewing arena from the public's point of view, and everyone gets into it. So it's a nice paced court. Somewhere I've always felt very comfortable at.
To the footy world now, and we'll focus in on the Saints first of all. Here's Brett Ratton. Interesting audio, this, addressing the players yesterday at training.
It is really time for you to make your run on your career. Gears is a great player, and I have so much respect for Gears as a leader and what he tries to do. But Longy, if you're playing back this year, that could be your spot. Pato, that could be you right there. You take his spot from him. Yep, it's a new season, a new beginning, but it's time for you to make your run. Same with you, Dolts. You've got this opportunity, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, we're going to have fun, we're going to do all those things, and we're going to bloody work hard to get success. But with what's in this room could take us to the next level. And today, for you guys, it starts now. And in 2 weeks' time, when those boys come back, they're going to go, have a look at this group. They are driven. They are training at a high level. And shit, have a look at their time trials. Have a look how they're kicking the footies. Have a look at the way they're going about it. Far out. I better pull my finger out.
Brett Ratton speaking yesterday to the players. Great audio there from the St Kilda website. One of their other stars, who had a wonderful season, Rowan Marshall, spoke about having Patrick Ryder alongside him this season.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm over the moon. He's obviously an All-Australian ruckman a couple of years ago, and I'm pretty new to the sort of ruck craft and all that sort of thing. So I'm really looking forward to learning from him, and I think we can be a pretty good duo going down the track. Originally, I was drafted as a forward, so I think I'm more than capable of playing as a forward and really love playing down there. So we'll sort of wait and see how it works over the pre-season and see how it works earlier on in the season. I've kept in pretty good contact with Paddy, and we've had a couple of phone calls and stuff. So, yeah, it's been awesome to meet him. And, yeah, we just spoke about, going forward, how it's going to work and that sort of thing. And I'm really excited either to play in the ruck or down forward. I'm just happy to play in the senior side, and I'm happy to do whatever is best for the team. He's a really superb TAF ruckman, so I think that's probably one weakness of my game I need to work on. I think, at times last year against a bigger ruckman, I sort of got found out a little bit in the sort of ruck craft, but I think with Paddy here, I'll be able to improve on that, and it can become one of my strengths. Yeah, really excited. I think we've brought in 5 really good players that should play senior footy every week, so the vibe around the club at the moment's really good. I'm really excited for next year. Ideally, everyone wants to play finals, but we'll just focus on having a really good pre-season, and at the start of the year, hopefully start off well, and then look at it sort of after halfway through this year and see how we're tracking, but we'll just take it week by week.
There we go, Rowan Marshall, one of the brightest young prospects for the Saints. Let's head to the golfing world now, where results on the European Tour came in overnight. This is the Turkish Airlines Open. A couple of Australians in action. I won't bring you that news yet, as we'll focus in on the top of the leaderboard. Unfortunately, the Aussies aren't too close to it at the moment, but it was very impressive. Opening round from a little-known Austrian, Matthias Schwab, who shot 65. Have a listen to some of his best work and his comments after his good opening round.
Now, birdie putt. Let's see if he's got some wings to finish, and he does.
Schwab joins the lead at 7 under par with that fantastic birdie.
Yeah, it was a very good round for me. I got off to a nice start, was 5 under through 8, and then managed to pretty much keep the momentum going on the back nine. I was in them nicely today, made a few putts, so overall it was a good day for me.
So he's at 7 under, tied with Tom Lewis at the top of the leaderboard. Alex Noren, Thomas Peters and David Lipsky in third position, tied for third at 6 under the card. The best of the Australians, Jason Scrivener's at 4 under, Scott Hens at 3 under and Wade Ormsby shot even par in his opening round. So they are 12th, 22nd and 52nd respectively. Fingers crossed they can have a good Friday and then hopefully move up the leaderboard over the weekend if they can make the cut. So that is the action from over in Europe at the moment. That is the Turkish Airlines Open. Let's head to a bit of A-League now with Dylan Wenzel-Halls. He's one of Australia's brightest young striking prospects. He burst onto the scene last year for Brisbane Roar, just 21 years of age, and he says he's learning a lot from one of the great mentors in Robbie Fowler.
He's always looking to pull me aside and talk to me about little aspects of my game, whether it's a little run or how to press or even just finishing. He's always looking to improve our attacking players. So for me, it's an exciting opportunity to learn of someone of his calibre. I think, he's scored a lot of goals in the Premier League and, he's a star for a reason. So to learn off somebody like that, as well as, the likes of Roy O'Donovan, Brad Inman, Aaron Holloway, I think it's an exciting opportunity and prospect for a young attacker.
All three Melbourne teams at home this week. Melbourne City play the Central Coast Mariners tonight at Amy Park. Tomorrow, Western United play the Western Sydney Wanderers at GMHBA Stadium. And on Sunday, Melbourne Victory play Wellington Phoenix at Amy Park. So three home games for all three Melbourne teams. Let's head to a bit of international news from overnight. There is the World Anti-Doping Conference taking place at the moment. USADA's Travis Tygart wants Russia banned for multiple years after recent indiscretions.
The right thing is standing up for not only clean sport, but the rule of law. And this is what we're talking about. And if we let, the inequality of people losing because others are willing to so easily violate the rules to gain an advantage, that has terrible consequences for our entire society. No one's asking for anything other than the rules to be firmly and strictly enforced. And let's hope that it goes back to being the WADA we knew prior to 2013, when it was a strong global regulator and was willing to hold it, whether you're a powerful state, a global icon, a corporate sponsor, if you break the rules, you're going to be held responsible for breaking those rules.
Let's stick with a bit of international news. Morgan Turinui, former Wallaby, was on Fox Sports last night. Spoke about the concussion studies that are taking place at the moment in the sport and how they can be transferred over to others.
They've done some pretty extensive study of over 4,000 head injuries throughout rugby over the past sort of decade and a half. So it's a big, big body of science that they've looked at. And a lot of it is sort of intuitive that we already knew, saying that 75% of concussions in rugby happen in a tackle. And actually 75% of those, it's the tackler that gets injured.
Yeah.
What they found was that the really bad ones, so the analogy is between car accidents and motorbike accidents. So the tackler gets hurt a lot. So there's lots of car accidents, and they're not that bad. Mm. But they're concussions, they're bad,
yeah.
But they're not the high trauma ones. But when the tackler makes contact with the ball carrier's head, they're the motorbike accidents, but they're always serious. So the idea at the World Cup about lowering the tackle targeting area and being absolutely super zero serious. Tolerance yeah. on the carding and the suspension yeah. was about avoiding the really bad head knocks.
Mm.
So, and this is the next step in that, to try and sort of disperse that information through all sports so that we can all start to make better decisions around both athlete-centred and sports-centred.
Let's head back to the cricket and racing world before we finish up on the breakfast spot. We'll start with Adam Zampa ahead of Australia's final T20 tonight over in Perth against Pakistan. He was asked about his expectations from the pitch at the new Perth Stadium for the T20.
Yeah, obviously, with a similar setup to MCG, dimensions-wise, is something that I'll probably be quite familiar with. I've played a couple of games there. I only played one T20 there. But yeah, it's obviously a nice stadium, so hopefully the crowd attendance in the last couple have been a little bit better than the Sri Lanka game, so hopefully we get a decent crowd for the last T20 of the series.
In case you missed it as well, yesterday Ernie Els announcing his captain's picks for the President's Cup. Nice to see Jason Day was one of them, although that was pretty much expected. We'll also be saying hello to a couple of newbies on the President's Cup international team as well, as we have a Colombian making his debut, and looking forward to Hadwin as well from Canada. So a few new faces on the international team. Meanwhile, back to the racing world. Miami Baum winning yesterday the Oaks. So another win for Ollie and Danny O'Brien. It's been some sort of carnival for them. We'll have a listen. This is a great story about how the name came about. Nina O'Brien was speaking to Channel 10 yesterday.
I am ecstatic, and I think my back's not hurting now. But I thought Melbourne Cup was a dream come true, but this is next level. This is just amazing. I'm stoked because I actually have a share in this horse. The boys are all going to Super Bowl next year, and my husband's turning 50. And as a surprise, I booked him a trip, and he had no idea about it. And I thought it's a good omen. And I told him he's off to Miami for Super Bowl, and he was beside himself. He said, "Is this a dream? Or is this in my dreams or in reality?" I said, "No, you're going, darling." So this is where the name comes from. They're off to Super Bowl in Miami next year.
Not bad at all. I'm sure we'll chat to Danny O'Brien about that. We might even try to catch up with him while he's over there. Stephen Baxter, meanwhile, had his say yesterday on the social media trolling during the Cup Carnival.
There's a lot of people in the world, so you can't keep them all happy, and I think it should be water off a duck's back. You shouldn't worry about it. It's one person's opinion that's sitting on their phone somewhere in the world. You know who they are. I find it quite funny myself. I like their comments and do things like that. So it's all part of the sport. I think you're going to get good press and your bad press. So I think just enjoy what we've got here and enjoy the carnival and love it. Love our sport. People can they've got their own little digital network now. You know, they can say whatever they like, and if you give it traction, they get traction. So like I said, I just try and ignore them, and I promise we get a lot more praise than we do people giving us a hard time. So. I actually enjoy it, and I love the horses, I love the sport, and, you know, there's going to be people that don't, so good luck to them.
Stevie Baxter there, who's riding in his last Cup Carnival. Let's head to the news now at 6 o'clock on the other side of this. Half Whitey Anorama.